So in regards to Yosef and the Nisayim with Eishes Potiphar. So on the one hand, Chazal tell us, the Gemara and Sota, Shehem L'Shem Aveir Niskavno, that the two of them, Yosef and Eishes Potiphar, they went ahead to do Aveirs with each other. Yet on the other hand, we find Chazal tell us, Rashi brings the Medrash, that Eishes Potiphar was Mechavin L'Shem Shamayim. Now, it's funny to think that L'Shem Shamayim is literal. And some say that L'Shem Shamayim of Eishes Potiphar means that it was for the sake of serving the God of the Mitzrim. That's difficult because L'Shem Shamayim sounds like it's L'Shem Shamayim. That's the term which is always used to imply for Hashem. And Yosef also, he went in L'Shem Shamayim, Chazal say, different Midrashim, that Yosef had very holy intentions in being with Eishes Potiphar. So how do we put these two pieces together? On the one hand, Shnehem, L'Shem Aveira, yet L'Shem Shamayim. Another Chazal, it says, Vayevah Havayi Salah Asas Malachtai, that Yosef showed up to do his work. So Chazal say it was Shabbos, and he didn't have real work to do. So the Medrash Avkir says, what malacha was Yosef coming to do? Hayashoyne v'koyre masha aviv lamda. That he was coming to chazar over the teachings that his father had taught him. What does that mean? What are the special teachings that the Torah is bringing out that Yosef was going to be chazaring over, especially on a day like this? And lastly, the Medrash says, Vayihi mikid shnasayim yamim. The Medrash learns that not always is a tefillah answered right away. Sometimes a tefillah is answered after a week, after a month, after a year, after 2 years, after 10 years, and maybe even more. We see from Yosef, Vayihi mikid shnasayim yamim, that sometimes a tefillah is answered after 2 years. But l'chora, this is difficult because really Yosef was in this pit for 12 years. First 10 years. Then he was supposed to come out. But because he put his faith in the Tsar Hamashkim, it was determined that he should stay another 2 years. So why do we say that we see from Yosef that a tefillah is answered after 2 years? Really, a tefillah is answered after 10 years. Really, 12 years. Not 2 years. But also we have to understand, Chazal tell us, that Hashem doesn't leave a tzaddik and a tzara more than 3 days. So how is it that Yosef was in a pit for 10 years, let alone 12 years? So to begin, Chazal tell us, and we see from the psukim themselves, that Yosef, that he excelled tremendously in the midah of bitachon. It's clear from the psukim that after all that was said and done to Yosef by the brothers, when he reveals himself in Parshas Vayigash, and he says, Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Machartim Asim Mitzrayimah. I am Yosef, and you sold me to Mitzrayim. That's the proof. Who else would know that? V'ata al te'atz, don't be sad. V'ayichar v'anichem, and don't be upset. Ki Machartim Asihin, that you sold me here. Kilim Yechash Lachani Alekim Mitznichem, that Hashem has sent me in order to provide sustenance for you before you got here. V'yishlachin Alekim Lifneichem, Lashon Lachem She'eris Ba'aretz Lachach, Yishlachem Lefleg Adelayla, in order to be able to provide for you and to make sure that everyone is stable. It wasn't you who sent me here. Hashem sent me here. Look what happened. Hashem made me an after power. So you see, Yosef, instead of being upset at the brothers, not only is he not upset, but he accepts it. And he says, it wasn't you, it was Hashem. Tremendous bitachon that Yosef demonstrates. What is that come from? One of the sharashim of the midah bitachon is that a person knows that everything that Hashem does is for the good. And that's because the whole Bria is filled with goodness. To have the eyes, which go back to creation, that in every step of the way, every day, the Torah tells us, Vayar Elokim, Ki Tov. Hashem saw it was good. Day one was good, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, everything is good. It's a Bria which is full of goodness. So Yosef had those eyes. He had the eyes to see that everything is good. And that's what the Torah tells us in our first introduction to Yosef. Yosef ben Shvas Reshana. Yosef was 17 years old. That's when we're introduced to Yosef, when he's 17 years old. Beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. Why 17? 17 is Gematria Tov. And Ben Shvas Reshana means that Yosef was a person who was a Ben Shvas, that he was a Ben Tov. Everything that he saw in the world was Tov because he was looking at the Pnimius of the Tov at the root of the Bria. When a person sees Tov everywhere, that's just that he believes it, but Yosef reached the Madriga that he was able to see it. And that's what Chazal say, that Yosef was a person, Vahi Hashem es Yosef. Hashem was always with Yosef. Chazal say, Shem Shemayim Shagar Befif. That the name of Hashem was always in Yosef's mouth. Now the Shlomo understands that to mean that Yaakov, that Yosef was always saying, Baruch Hashem, and in Mirtz Hashem, because he had a bitachon hashkaf on life. Another deeper understanding of Shem Shemayim Shagar Befif is that Yosef was very big makubal and a big tzaddik, and was always using the names of Hashem, the shemus of Hashem. And it says in Pasuk, V'yiftechu b'cha yodei shmecha, those who know the names of Hashem, they have bitacha. So Yosef, who was a ben zekunim of Yosef, of Yaakov Avinu, Targum says he was a bar hakim, that he understood the deep teachings of Yaakov Avinu, all the secrets in Kabbalah of Sefer Yitzir, Ma'aseh Bereishis, he knew the shemus. And you have bitachin in Hashem because of those shemus, be it as it may, he was a big bal bitachin. V'harem is lazeh, that if you take the word bitachon b'miluo, it's a gematria, shem shamayim shagar b'fif. That he always had Hashem's name in his mouth. And that's why Yosef, the shem shamayim niskavi, that when he went ahead to do this quote-unquote aveir with Ishis Potiphar, he was doing it the shem shamayim. That's the type of a person he was. Now how can we explain the fact that Ishis Potiphar was also doing it the shem shamayim? You can't say about her that she was a bal bitachon, and she knew the shem asakdashim. And she had the perspective of Yosef, so how could that be? The pshat is not that Ishis Potiphar was mechavan l'shem shemayim. Yosef was mechavan l'shem shemayim. And it was so clear to Yosef, the good and the bria. He reached such a madriga, and it's pretty hard for simple people to understand. But Yosef wasn't just that he believed that everything was good. He only saw a world that was good. He only saw the tov and the bria. So when he looked at Ishis Potiphar, it was clear as day to him that she was being mechavan l'shem shemayim. She didn't know she was Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim. Like the Gemara says also that the Satan is Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim. Does the Satan know that he's Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim? No, he doesn't know that. But deep within the recesses of the soul of this Malach called the Satan, he's Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim. Like Chazal say, Vayihi Tov Ma'od. Tov Ma'od is the Malach HaMavis, which is the Satan. So even about the Satan, about the Malach HaMavis, Chazal say Tov Ma'od. He's part of the Tov of the Bria. When Chazal say that Ishis Potiphar is Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim, means to say that Yosef saw in Ishis Potiphar that she was Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim. And that's why it was such an insight for Yosef, because we can't not Chas V'Shalom accuse Yosef of being physically attracted to Ishis Potiphar. That meant nothing to him. We wouldn't even suspect the Chazon Ish or the Vilna Gaon or the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh of having a physical taiva for a woman, certainly not Yosef HaTzadik. But why was it such a struggle? It was because he saw the L'Shem Shemayim in her. And the L'Shem Shemayim in him was very attracted to L'Shem Shemayim in her. And it caused him, on some level, to spill some seed, 10 seed, which is why he was in the jail for 10 years. So what was the reason that Yosef had this mechshol, that he stumbled in this regard? Because Yosef HaTzadik was a big Baal B'tachon. One of the setbacks that a tzaddik has to work on, and it's very high madriga being a babi tachan, is that even though you see and you know, and it's clear as day to you, that everything is good and everything is for the good, we still have to daven. Why is a person davening if he thinks everything is good? The answer is because although you may not want to daven because you think that what could be better? This is the perfect scenario. Kadosh Baruch Hu is making it all happen, and everything he does is for the good. But Hashem, Chazal say, is mis'ave l'tfilos and shel tzadikim. Hashem has taivas for the tfilos of tzadikim. It's a chok. Hashem loves the tfilos of tzadikim. So Yosef needs to daven, and any Baal B'tocha needs to daven, still, because Hashem wants our tfilos. When Chazal say that the Avos HaKadoshim instituted tfilos, that Yaakov was Marv and Yitzchak is Mincha and Avram is Shachris. Those tefillas are Nitzchias. Those tefillas are forever. The reason why those tefillas are forever is they were also big Baal B'tochen. Beti Davin, as Chazal say, that Hashem is Misavid for those tefillas. He wants those tefillas. And those tefillas are so precious that, and they're more precious. Meaning the more that a Baal B'tochen a person is, and the more that he davens anyways, because he knows that Hashem wants those tefillas, those are genuine, authentic, precious tefillas that Kadosh Baruch Hu more than regular tefillas. That a person davens because he feels that he's in a tzar. The tzaddik may not feel he's in a tzar at all, but he still needs it out because Hashem wants the tefillas of tzaddikim. But again, it's very difficult for a tzaddik who's a big Baal B'tochen that he doesn't feel the necessity, the urgency to daven because everything is good. So why do I daven? But you daven because Hashem is misaveh. He has a taiva for the tefillas of tzaddikim. When Yosef was in this bar, in this jail for the first 10 years, he didn't daven. The reason why he didn't daven was because V'hi Hashem as Yosef, Hashem is with Yosef. No matter where Yosef goes, Hashem is with Yosef. So why am I davening? Whether I'm at my father's house, I'm in the house of Potiphar, or I'm in the cellar, Hashem is with me. So why am I davening if Hashem is with me? Nothing to daven about. But Hashem is Mas'avel Tfilas and Shal Tzadikim. But Yosef was in a big Baal Madriga, he was a big Baal B'tochen. And even though in his early years he davened and he screamed out to Hashem, Rabbeinu Tam brings in Sefer Yosha that when Yosef was thrown into the first pit, when he saw the snakes and the scorpions, he screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch when Hashem saved him. But Yosef then was 17 years old. He was a youngster. Now in his 30s, in the cellar of Eishes Potiphar, he felt that as a young person, with Meichin Dekanes, it was appropriate for him to cry out. But now that he's a big Baal B'tochen, so he's beyond that. He's in a much higher madriga than crying out in tefillah. That's not what Hashem Yisbaruch wanted. And perhaps the fact that the Torah mentions three times the fact that Eishes Potiphar says to the people and to her husband that Yosef tried to grab me and I screamed out and I screamed out and I screamed out. That was a hint to Yosef before he went into the pit that you also need to scream out. Despite the fact that you're a big Baal B'tochen, you need to scream out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Lamaisa Yosef learned that lesson. Because as soon as the Tsar HaMashkim was pulled out of the pit, Yosef realized that how come not that there was an opening? Somebody came out and it wasn't me. Meaning, what's going on over here? Meaning, I'm here for 10 years. I see that it's shy to get out of here. But the time Ashken comes out and not me, I'm still the one down here. So he realized that something is lacking. That he needs to start davening. And that's after 10 years, he starts davening for those 2 years. And then Hashem takes him out. And that's what Chazal say, that we see from here, that a tefillah is answered after 2 years. It doesn't say after 12 years. It says, we see Vahimi Kishasayim Yom, and sometimes the tefillah is answered after 2 years. Why? Because the first 10 years, Yosef wasn't davening. Why was he not davening the first 10 years? Because of the big Baal B'tochen. So we already answered some of our questions. How could it be that on the one hand, Yosef is the Shem Shemayim Niskavim, and is she spoke to you about the Shem Shemayim Niskavim? Yeah. She was the Shem Shemayim Niskavim because Yosef saw in her the Shem Shemayim Niskavim because he had the eyes to see that everything is good and everything in the Bria is the Shem Shemayim. And we address the Pshat and the Medrash that it says that Yosef's tefillah was answered after 2 years. It doesn't say after 12 years, because for the first 10 years, he was holding on that place of B'tochen and didn't think that he should daven. But then he realized that Hashem is Misavel, he wasn't Shal Tzadikim, and then he daven. We still have to address how come Yosef was in the pit for 3 days, and for 12 years, and not just for 3 days. Why is Tzadik's not in the Tzar for 3 days, more than 3 days? Well, the first reason is because Yosef was never really in a Tzar. Because he was such a Baal B'tochen, he wasn't in a tzar. But the other reason is because the tzaddik is only in a tzar for 3 days and not more. If he davens, but he wasn't davening. Because he had the koyach through davening, he could have made 12 years into 3 days. Where do we see that from? How do we know that Yosef learned his lesson? Because as soon as he came out of the pit and he comes before Paro, we find two chazal which tell us that Yosef's tefillas were effective and he was davening in front of Paro. It says, Elokim Yana es Shalom Paro. Paro says to Yosef, as soon as he comes out of the pit, I hear about you, that you interpret dreams. So Yosef says, not me, it's Hashem. And Hashem will interpret your dreams too. Elokim Yana es Shalom Paro. The Medrash here says, Mikan shetzoich adon lehespalo b'shalom ha-shalom achas. We see from here that a person needs to daven for the peace and the serenity of the Malchus. So we see that Yosef is davening. Elokim Yana es Shalom Paro. That's just a statement, that's a tefillah. And also the Medrash says, Yihyu sheva shnei rov, that he tells Paro, at this time and place, that there will be 7 years of famine. Yihyu. The Medrash learns from that word, Yihyu, that Yihyu was a Lashon Tefillah. That really there should have been 42 years of famine. But Yosef, through his Tefillah, was able to make it only 7 years. So you see, Yosef's tefillah was able to turn 42 years into 7 years through his tefillah. Which means to say that had he davened in the pit, he could have turned 12 years into 3 days. But he didn't daven in the pit because he was a big Baal Ritav. Well, now that he learned from what happened with Matar HaMashkin that he should daven too, that Hashem is Mesal HaTzal, even though he's a big Baal Ritav, he davened in front of Paro, and things turned around for him. Where do we find this elsewhere? By Mordechai HaTzadik, in the Neis HaPurim. It says, Vayeda Mordechai Eskol Asher Nasa. Mordechai knew everything that would happen. So Pashup Shad, in this Rashi learns, is that Mordechai knew that there was a big zeir against Bnei Yisrael. That's not how the Sfasemis learns. The Sfasemis learns, Vayeda Mordechai Eskol Asher Nasa. Mordechai knew that there would be a Yeshua for Bnei Yisrael. He was a Baal Bitachon. He knew certainly this would end up good for Klal Yisrael. But yet, what does Mordechai do? He rallies all of Klal Yisrael in Tefillah and Tzaakal Hashem. So even though Mordechai is a big Baal Bitachon, he still rallies all of Klal Yisrael and Tefillah. So he's able to incorporate Bitachon and Tefillah together. And in a sense, this is a tikkun for Yosef, because Chazal say that Yosef and Binyamin, Yosef and Mordechai go together. Everything which happened to Yosef also happened to Mordechai. They were both viceroys, and they both strode around town on the horses, and there's many, many comparisons and similarities between the two of them. Yosef is called Tzaddik, and Mordechai is called Tzaddik. So in a sense, Mordechai was like a tikkun for this union of Yosef. And B'derech Gematria, B'derech Remez, we could say as follows. Really, Bitachon and Tefillah correspond to Rachel and Leah. Leah is Eni Leah Rakos, Leah Davins. And Rachel is Inyan of Bitachon. And Yosef, who comes from Rachel, that he was holding in that Midah of Bitachon. That was Yosef's hallmark, the Bitachon of Rachel. But he wasn't as much in that place of Tefillah, because that belongs to the Bnei Leah. However, Mordechai, on the one hand, he comes from Shevet Yehuda, from his father's side. But also Shevet Binyamin on his mother's side. So on his father's side, it's Leah. And on his mother's side, that's Rachel. So he really comes from Leah and Rachel, which is Bitachon and Tefillah. So his origins come from a Yichud of Tari and Tefillah, where they complement each other. But B'derech Remez, B'Gematria, Mordechai is 274. That's Gematria, Rachel, Leah. Because Mordechai is able to incorporate Rachel and Leah together. Whereas Yosef, for those first 10 years, and leading up to that, was holding in the place of Bitachon, Bidan, and Tefillah. But the real Madrega is to incorporate Bitachon and Tefillah, where they complement each other. We'll come back to this in a moment. One of the things that we said was that when Yosef was coming to do his Malacha, the Torah says, Vayavo Habaisa Lasos Malachta, what Malacha was he doing? He was coming to Chazer, the Torahs that he had learned from Yaakov. What were the special Torahs that Yosef was mekabel from Yaakov Avinu? So Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings it, that it was the Torahs of Shem Ve'Ever. The special Heiliga Torahs of Shem Ve'Ever. What are the teachings of Shem Ve'Ever? The teachings of Shem Ve'Ever is exactly what we said before. On the one hand, Yosef was L'Shem Shemayim Nitzkave. And on the other hand, he came to do Averas. So L'Shem Shemayim is what's called Shem. For the Avera, that's called Ever. So Shem Ve'Ever is like an Avera L'Shma. Gadol Avera Mishami Mesashal Lishma. He was taught the teaching of Gadol Avera Lishma. That was the teaching that he wanted to do. And when he came to the house of Eishes Potiphar that day, he was preparing himself to be with her, but he was learning the Torah as a Shem Ve'Aver. But in order to do the Avera, to do this Avera Lishma, you need to have both Bitachon and Tefillah. But at that point, Yosef was only in the place of Bitachon, which is only that place of Rachel. But he needed also to have that place of tefillah, which is that a person recognizes that's an avera, it's a tzak, it's a tzara, and you need to cry out to Kadosh Baruch Hu too. You can't do this avera called Rachel and Leah of avera lishma unless you're holding in both places, like Yaakov Avinu. Many reasons and explanations how Yaakov was able to marry two sisters, right? In Pinyas, the reason was it was an avera lishma. How can Yaakov do an avera lishma? Because he has the teachings of Shem Ve'er, which is called avera lishma. That's what Shem Ve'er means. So he was able to marry Leah and Rachel because he had bitachon and tefillah. But since Yosef was lacking that, so Yosef was about to do an Avera Lishma, but he was stopped. Why? He saw his father's face in the window. And his father's face in the window was a warning. He says, do not go ahead with this. There's something which is lacking here. Yehuda was able to do an Avera Lishma with Tamar. He had that Madrega. But Yosef was not able to do that. And that was like a stop sign that Yaakov gave Yosef, that you're not holding in that place, that you're able to do this Avera Lishma, which is called Mordechai and Leah and Rachel. So we answered our questions, which we began with, L'Shem Shemayim, yet L'Shem Aveira, that the teachings of Shem Ve'Eva were the teachings that Yosef was coming to learn that day, It was a tefillah of 2 years, not 12 years, because he was a Babi Tochan for the first 10 years that incorporated tefillah, as we see when he came before Pyro, which he was able to diminish 42 years to 7, which could have changed his fate in the pit as well, and cut it in half at the very least, through the Koyach of tefillah. But we see that tefillah and bitachon have to complement each other. That tefillah and bitachon have to be a yichud with each other. And b'derech Ramaz, we could say as follows. That if we take the word tefillah, and you may make a miluy out of it, which means that we spell out tefillah, there's many ways to do it, because it could be tesvav, tafvav, or taf yudvav. Pei could be pei aleph, pei hey, or pei yud. And then the hey could be hey aleph, hey hey, and then hey yud. Many ways to do it. But lemaisa, you can see for yourself, there's one way to do it, that the, only the mili of the word tefillah, which means the word tefillah, only the letters which spell out tefillah, Rabbi Gamachia bitachon, 75. Which means that bitachon has to be connected with tefillah. Within tefillah, you have to find bitachon. They have to work together. And when they work together, that madrega of tefillah with bitachon, that's the madrega of Rachel and Leah, which was called Shem Ve'Ever, which brings us back to Yosef, to Mordechai, and Yaakov Avinu. And that's why we begin davening every day. We say with the pasuk, V'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti yagilibi b'shuasach ashir l'Hashem kigamal alei. V'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti, part of tefillah, the beginning of tefillah, and at the end of tefillah, v'yiftecha v'chayi deshemecha, and other references to be talking throughout tefillah as well. Because it's not just enough that they're davening, but you have to be able to be mamale, to fill the davening, beginning, and then in the middle, with the whole thing in the bitachon. That shleimus of tefillah and bitachon is really the avodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, going back to levels of Daishim, Adi and Mazem, which is a zeichet to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with bitachon, and tefillah as well.